Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, David Paul Kuhn's The Hard Hat Riot Nixon, New York City, and The Dawn of the White Working Class Revolution is a work of American political history focused on the May 8, 1970 Hard Hat Riot in Lower Manhattan and its longer afterlife. Drawing on reportage, interviews, and political analysis, Kuhn uses the clash between construction workers and anti-war protesters to examine how class, culture, patriotism, labor identity, and the Vietnam era reshaped partisan politics. The book is not simply a narrative of street violence. It argues that the riot became a symbolic turning point in the rupture between much of the white working class and the liberal coalition associated with the Democratic Party. It also situates the event within the Nixon White House, showing how political strategists recognized its value for building a new Republican alignment. As a result, the book combines urban history, labor history, and electoral history into one account of a decisive moment in modern American polarization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how a Lower Manhattan street clash became a national political symbol, the Hard Hat Riot is the book's central event. But Kuhn treats it as more than an isolated outbreak of violence. The confrontation began in the atmosphere of anti-war protest after Kent State and the Cambodian incursion, then escalated when construction workers marched into Lower Manhattan and attacked demonstrators. Kuhn's larger point is that the riot captured a broader emotional and political rupture already visible in American life. The workers saw themselves as defending the flag, the troops, and social order against campus radicals who seemed to them privileged, hostile to patriotism, and disconnected from working-class life. By reconstructing the event in detail, the book shows how a local disturbance could become a symbolic shorthand for national conflict. The riot mattered because it concentrated multiple anxieties at once: resentment toward elite culture, anger over the war, frustration with social disorder, and a sense that older loyalties were being mocked. Kuhn uses that single day to explain why the event lingered in memory far beyond the streets where it happened. Secondly, the white working class break with the New Deal coalition. A major theme of the book is the long political unraveling of the Democratic coalition that had dominated much of the 20th century. Kuhn presents the Hard Hats not as an isolated crowd, but as part of a white ethnic, blue-collar constituency that had historically leaned Democratic while also holding culturally conservative instincts. The riot becomes evidence of a deepening split between labor identity and the increasingly liberal politics of the anti-war movement, campus activism, and urban reform. Kuhn traces the roots of this divide back before 1970, arguing that the breakup had been building for years through tensions over race, morality, urban disorder, and the meaning of citizenship. The Hard Hats, therefore, stand for a class group that felt abandoned by liberal elites, even as it remained economically working class. The book's value lies in showing that realignment was not just about policy preferences. It was also about dignity, recognition, and cultural belonging. That helps explain why a union-heavy, ethnic, mostly Catholic crowd could move toward Republican politics while still speaking the language of labor and patriotism. Thirdly, Nixon and the strategic use of blue-collar resentment. Kuhn gives considerable attention to the Nixon administration because the riot helped reveal a new electoral opportunity. Nixon and his aides quickly understood that the Hard Hats could be turned into symbols of a larger political majority, built around order, patriotism, and anti-elite sentiment. The book shows how the White House responded not simply as observers of public unrest, but as strategists who saw a way to broaden Republican appeal among white working class voters. The famous symbolism of Hard Hats, flags, and pro-America rhetoric mattered because it allowed Nixon to present the party as aligned with ordinary workers rather than only with business or old establishment elites. Kuhn's account highlights how political messaging can transform a street event into a durable partisan narrative. It also shows that the Republican shift was not automatic or inevitable. It depended on interpretation, amplification, and political framing. By bringing the Hard Hat leaders to Washington and elevating figures like Peter Brennan, Nixon made an alliance visible that had previously been incomplete. In the book, this is one of the first clear moments when the modern Republican coalition begins to take shape. Fourthly, patriotism, masculinity, and anti-war backlash in 1970. Another important thread is the cultural meaning of the riot. Kuhn emphasizes that the Hard Hats were responding not only to policy disagreement, but also to what they experienced as disrespect. Their anger was intensified by the visual and symbolic language of the era-long hair, protest slogans, anti-war chants, and the sense that protesters mocked both soldiers and manual labor. The book suggests that the riot was powered by a particular working-class masculinity tied to toughness, duty, and sacrifice. Many of the workers were veterans or had close family ties to people serving in Vietnam, which gave the conflict a personal edge. Kuhn does not reduce the event to simple ideology. Instead, he shows how cultural status and moral recognition shape political behavior. The workers were not merely defending the war. They were defending a social identity they believed was being belittled by educated elites. This helps explain why the episode resonated so strongly in later decades. It anticipated the language of culture wars, in which political conflict increasingly turned on symbols, identity, and perceived contempt rather than only on economic programs or legislative disputes. Lastly, a history of cultural division that reaches beyond 1970, Kuhn's book is also a historical argument about continuity. He places the Hard Hat Riot within a longer story of democratic identity, urban politics, labor alliances, and the gradual separation of class from liberal politics. The book suggests that the riot was not just a beginning, but a visible milestone in a process that continued through the rise of Reagan, the reshaping of the Republican Party, and the eventual appeal of Donald Trump to many white non-college voters. This broader framing gives the book its analytical reach. It is not only interested in what happened on one day, but in how memory of that day helps explain later political developments. Kuhn uses the riot as a lens for understanding how cultural identity came to matter so much in American elections. That makes the book useful for readers who want to connect the Vietnam era to contemporary polarization. At the same time, the book invites debate because it interprets a complicated historical event through a strong political narrative. Its lasting contribution is that it turns a single riot into a case study in realignment, media symbolism, and the changing meaning of the working class in American politics. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in American political history, labor politics, the Vietnam era, and the origins of modern partisan polarization. It will also appeal to anyone trying to understand how the white working class became central to Republican strategy and why cultural resentment became so influential in national elections. The main practical benefit of the book is not just factual knowledge about the Hard Hat Riot, but a clearer framework for reading later political developments, including the rise of the politics of resentment, patriotism, and anti-elite identity. Intellectually, it stands out because it connects a specific urban disturbance to larger questions of coalition building, class identity, and party transformation. Compared with narrower studies of protest or election history, Kuhn's book tries to unify street-level conflict and elite strategy in one narrative. That gives it unusual scope. It is especially distinctive in showing how a brief moment of violence could be reinterpreted as a foundational episode in the making of the modern Republican Party. For readers of contemporary American history, that combination of event, analysis, and long-term consequence makes it especially valuable. If you would like to support David Paul Kuhn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.